The title of this ballad is Booth, or Booth Kill Lincoln. It's an old fiddle tune, and there are a few variants of the song. I heard my father hum it and sing a few of the stanzas when I was just a boy about 6 or 10 years old. Wilkes Booth came to Washington, an actor great was he. He played at Ford's Theater, and Lincoln went to see. It was early in April, not many weeks ago. The people of this fair city all gathered at the show. The war, it is all over, the people happy now. And Abraham Lincoln arose to make his bow. The people cheer him wildly, arising to their feet. And Lincoln, waving off his hand, he calmly takes his seat. And while he sees the play go on, his thoughts are running deep. His darling wife close by his side has fallen fast asleep. From the box there hangs a flag. It is not the stars and bars, the flag that holds within its folds bright gleaming stripes and stars. J. Wilkes Booth, he moves down the aisle he had measured once before. He passes Lincoln's bodyguard, a nodding at the door. He holds a dagger in his right hand, a pistol in his left. He shoots poor Lincoln in the temple and sends his soul to rest. The wife awakes from slumber and screams in her rage. Booth jumps over the railing and lands him on the stage. He'll rue the day, he'll rue the hour, as God him life shall give, when Booth stood in the center stage, crying, "Tyrants shall not live." The people, all excited then, cried everyone at hand. Cried all the people near, "For God's sake, save that man." Then Booth ran back with boot and spur across the backstage floor. He mounts that trusty claybank mare, all saddled at the door. J. Wilkes Booth, in his last play, all dressed in broadcloth deep, he gallops down the alleyway. I hear those horses' feet. Poor Lincoln then was heard to say, "And all has gone to rest. Of all the actors in this town, I love Wilkes Booth the best."